Peace and blessings. Welcome to another episode of Boss Hijabipreneur. Women often appear to suffer from the misconception that to be successful in business or accepted in society, they have to diminish or denounce their faith or beliefs. As a business coach, I have encountered women cross-culturally who face internal conflict regarding their religious identity, maintaining their family roles, and being their most authentic selves. I developed this podcast to help guide them back to reclaiming their faith, better define their roles as women, so they can own their identity, live their absolute best life, and be a powerhouse in business. Let's tune in to today's episode, Already in Progress. Back to another episode of the Boss Hijabipreneur Podcast, where our goal is to provide business, spiritual, and empowerment tools and resources to help aspiring professional Muslim women and female thought leaders to realize their full potential without the need to diminish who they are or who they show up as in the world. We have jump-started our goals here on the podcast for 2020. Our upcoming episodes will be focusing on three key areas: faith, family, and finances. On today's episode, we'll be talking about how important having a clear exit strategy is. Now, this has been a topic of conversation with quite a few of my clients lately, and many of them are doing well in their part-time or full-time businesses, and those who are doing well in their part-time businesses are beginning to feel the itch to leave their 9-to-5s. Now, this is something that I know all too well because I myself left my corporate job in March of 2017. So I know that itch. I know how it is to sit in your office, sit behind your desk, and just want to so be somewhere else, want to be helping people in a different capacity. So I so understand this. And I thought that it was important with all of these different types of conversations coming up, I thought that it was important to capture this on an episode so that we could really have, our thoughts around what we're doing. And so that we're not just, just leaving our 9-to-5s, or we're not just going into entrepreneurship thinking that everything is going to be all butterflies and roses and all that good kind of stuff. There are some tough days. And so I am very much an optimist, but because I'm an optimist, I do want to make sure that you're prepared for what's going to happen. So I'll tell you, as an optimist, no matter if I'm having a bad day, I believe that there is sunshine on the other side. But at the same time, if I can save someone from going through some of the headache and even heartache that I've been through as a full-time entrepreneur, I'm going to do that. And so that's what I plan to do with this episode. So, and just so you know, I've left a full-time job twice. The first time I ran a cleaning business for 10 years, and then I kind of wanted to go to and wear a suit every single day, and I wanted to kind of be around people and that kind of thing. So running a cleaning business, it's very much you're solo. I had two teams of four. I had my teams, but I rarely saw them. I rarely saw the clients, and so I was looking for, some more social interaction. And so I went back to the corporate space. I spent a short time in the corporate space. I believe 6 or 7 years total. And then I finally left in 2017. And so here I am. So I did want to put some precautions out there that I believe women, especially those with families, should take into consideration. So one of the things that I wanted to discuss is making sure that you're setting clear and intentional goals, not only for yourself, but also for your family and for the business itself. So what does that look like? So setting the goals and your intentions for yourself, making sure that you know yourself well. So one of the things that I know about myself is that I work very well under pressure. And that is beneficial because it helps me to pivot. It helps me to make on-the-spot decisions. The downside to that is that I may procrastinate and wait till the last minute until I'm feeling all of that pressure before I get something done. So I would say that making sure that you know yourself very well and making sure that you're planning each and every single day out and knowing that what you're doing, on a particular day, like on a particular, in a particular hour, in a particular moment, is all going to go to the grander picture. So that for me in the beginning was very, very hard. And even now I have to make sure that I'm conscious of it because it can kind of slip in there where I'm having one of those procrastination moments and something is due or I have a deadline and I just meet it because, I got into my my old habits of procrastination. So making sure that you know yourself. The next thing is knowing your family and knowing, if you have someone that, you know, may have some type of sickness in your family or has, you know, some type of special needs or something like that, that costs money. And every now and then, you know, they have a flare up or they need to be hospitalized, that kind of thing. Making sure that you have your finances in order to be able to cover that. That's one of those things. And I'm going to talk about that even a little bit further when I talk about insurance. I believe we're going to talk about that in segment two. But just, you know, talking about health insurance and having that money put away to be able to handle some of the, you know, some of those things that just come up. And then the other thing is the business itself. So knowing, you know, what your particular business model is and, you know, how your business makes money. You know, do you have a season where you flourish and do you have a down season? Those different types of things. So setting clear and intentional goals for your business and also knowing your business. So knowing yourself, your family, and your business, and then setting clear and intentional goals for yourself. So clear expectations and intentional goals for yourself. And one of the ways that I am able to every single day to be able to work towards the goal is that I work backwards. So I don't work towards, you know, I'm not moving towards this goal. I'm actually moving backwards. So I'm saying to myself at the top of the year, I'm saying to myself, I want to have, you know, spoken at, you know, 17 different speaking engagements for the year of 2019. And then I work backwards. So I put that as my overarching goal. That's my goal. And then I work backwards and I start contacting different organizations and that kind of thing, or listing the organizations that I want to speak for, that I want to work with, or the people that I want to work with. And one of the key books that helped me to understand that, I took this during a leadership development class during one of my corporate, you know, lives, right? So I believe this was my second corporate life. So this was the second corporation that I worked for. And I took a leadership course, and the book that was introduced to us in the leadership course surrounded this book. Everything that we learned was something that was inside of this book. And it's by Stephen Covey, and it's called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I highly recommend this book. So even if you're not in a leadership position at work, if you plan to be in the leadership role or the CEO role for your company, you want to read this book. And if you plan on taking on a leadership role at your job, say in the next 2 to 3 years, you plan on asking for a promotion, asking for a raise, that kind of thing, it's a great book to understand how people that are winning in their particular industry are doing. The other thing that I want you to think about is I want you to make sure that you're setting goals for yourself. So, you know, how is, you know, the name of this is how important having a clear exit strategy is. All of this will make sense. I promise you, you will come full circle. But setting your goals for yourself. So start again, begin with the end in mind, start backwards, start back at, you know, start at 10 years, then 5 years, 3 years, and 1 year, and work backwards. What do you want when you wake up in 10 years? So we're getting ready to start a new decade, right? 2020 is, oh my goodness, a new decade. So, you know, in 2030, 10 years from now, from January 1st of, you know, actually December 31st, you know, of this year, 2019, right? Where do you see yourself in 2029? When December 31st, 2029 comes around, what does that look like for you? How much money do you make? Where are you standing? Do you have an office? Is your business, does it have multiple locations? Have you sold your business? All different types of things. Whatever that dream is, that or that goal that you've set for, or goals you've set for yourself in 10 years, make sure that you are creating a plan to bring that into fruition. And every single year, you should be moving closer to your 10-year plan. And so, you know, that's one of the things that I wanted to make sure that we're thinking about, that we're not just thinking about, hey, you know, 1 year from now, this is where I want to be, or even 2 years from now, this is where I want to be. Think big and start big. Start 10 years from now in 2029. What do I want to have accomplished? And you can work from there. So I want to take a little bit of time out to give an opportunity to our sponsor who sponsored this episode, How Important Having a Clear Exit Strategy Is, some opportunity for a few words. So we'll be right back. Welcome back from our break. So we are talking about how important having a clear exit strategy is. And this segment is very, very, very important because this is for you guys that are itching to leave your 9-to-5. So I want you to really think about the words starting over. And so when you think about, you know, your 9-to-5, you know, you've probably been working there for a number of years. You probably know all the ins and outs of the business. They've created a plan for you to be able to, if you're in sales, they've created a plan for you to implement your job. Or if, you know, whatever type of industry you're in, there's a plan and there's a structure around how you implement your job. So that's very clear. You know, on Monday, what you're doing, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, every single day, what you need to do when you come in, and you know what your goals are. So when you think about leaving your 9-to-5, or you think about starting, you know, your business, right? More than likely, or one of the things that I suggest is that you work part-time in your business before you make it your full-time, right? So Jim Rohn is, you know, big. He was big for saying that. And he talked about, you know, just, you know, creating the ability to move from to make your 5-to-9 your 9-to-5, right? And so we're going to go through this episode, and that's what we're really going to talk about. And so from your 9-to-5, you already have the structure, everything. So you need to create the same thing from your 5-to-9. So you have to think about starting over, and you have to think about starting with a clean slate. Your 5-to-9 at some point will become your 9-to-5. And when it does, what do you want that to look like? Do you want to have employees? I recently had this conversation with two of our clients that are in our current cohort. And so basically what they're doing is we help them to start their business, and we created an email strategy. We created a platform for them. And so now they're at the stage where their business is a five-figure business. Every single month, they can count on making X amount of dollars every single month. And with that baseline, now they're starting to have the conversation. What would it look like? What would life look like if I moved from my, you know, 9-to-5, you know, and I made my 5-to-9, my full-time, right? And I became a full-time entrepreneur, what would that look like? And so they're starting to have those conversations. So one of the things that I want to make sure is that we look into, are we prepared to do that just yet? And some of the things that we need to talk about is what I talked about myself, and that's being honest with myself. You know, what am I great at? What areas am I great at? And, you know, with a company, am I willing to put in the time? Am I willing to put in the effort where I would be doing that full time in my business, right? The other thing is will you need to hire employees? Will you need to hire subcontractors and that kind of thing? So if that is the case, you want to start making, you know, ensure that you have built those relationships. And if you haven't, you want to start building those types of relationships. And then you want to be clear, again, going back to that begin with the end in mind that we talked about in segment one, where we talked about setting clear and intentional goals. It's the same thing, setting clear and intentional expectations of everyone that's going to be involved in the process. A lot of people start with their family, so their family become their first employees. Friends become their first employees. So making sure that you're setting clear expectations, like, these people are going to need to show up to work every single day. They're going to need to show up at 100%. And making sure that the people that you bring on, of course, you want to make sure that they're bought in into the process and they're bought into the idea of your business. But they also, you also need to make sure that you don't just like them for the sake of liking them, that they have the actual ability to be able to do the job at hand for your business, right? And so the other thing too is what you're willing to put in. So in the beginning, again, going back to that, making that 5-to-9 your 9-to-5, right? Initially, you're working that 5-to-9. So you're working your full-time 9-to-5 job. You're working a full-time job that provides for your family, provides an income for you, health insurance, more than likely, all of these perks, right? And now you're working this 5-to-9. And I would say, you know, depending on the type of product or service or business that you've started, it could take anywhere from 1 to 3 years to become an established business working it on a part-time basis, depending on the product. I've seen a lot of people that have been able to do it in 6 months or less. Would I recommend that? Not necessarily, and I'll dive into that a little bit deeper. In a couple of minutes, we'll talk about that a little bit deeper. But are you prepared to stay up until 2 a.m. and then wake back up at 5 a.m. to pray? So for those of us who, you know, pray the Fajr prayer, right? You're going to wake back up at 5 a.m., sometimes a little bit earlier, depending on the time of year, to pray. Then you've got to get ready. You got to get yourself ready, more than likely your family ready, and then you have to get to your 9 to 5. And let's not forget, we're talking integrity here. So we're not going to our 9 to 5 and giving it, you know, just a little bit. We're giving our 9 to 5 our full attention. We're giving our 9 to 5 our full effort. And I'll tell you why, because karma, right? So, you know, just thinking about if you are working a 9 to 5 right now and you're only giving half of your effort or some of your effort because you know on the side you have this 5 to 9 hustle that you're working or your 5 to 9 business, right? Imagine if you hired an employee and they had the same goals and they were doing the same thing. Would you want them to come to your business and give half of the effort? Would you want them to come to your business and slack off and be working on their 5 to 9 stuff while you're at the 9 to 5? The answer is no. And so making sure that you will reap what you put out. So what you put out comes back to you. So make sure that you're giving 100% of your effort while you're at your 9 to 5. Once you leave your 9 to 5, you turn it off and then you become your 5 to 9 and you're engulfed in that 5 to 9. But let's face it, many of us work halfway through the night working on our 5 to 9 business because we're just passionate about that. And so make sure that you've mentally prepared yourself, physically prepared yourself, and also that you're taking time for yourself and for your family. You know, I said this to a few clients this week, making sure that you're dating your spouse, making sure that you're taking your children out to dinner, that you're taking your children out on a play date, whatever the case may be. Make sure that, you know, nothing is falling by the wayside, that the business becomes the entire focus and you're not focusing on the other areas of your life. As we stated, 2020 is all about faith, family, and finances. So we want to be winning in all of those areas of our life. We don't want to be winning in one area and the other two are going by the wayside, or winning in two and the third one going by the wayside. We want to be winning in all three of those areas. And so now let's talk about the health insurance part of it, right? And the cost of doing business and having enough money saved to cover those lean times. And so what I'm going to tell you is to make sure you have at least 2 years worth of savings. And so whatever your monthly expenses are, you and your spouse or yourself, if you're single, sit down with a notebook and with your expenses every single month, sit down with your planner every single month and write down your budget, write out the entire budget. You know, and also include, you know, if there's some type of emergency, also include some type of cushion there every single month, and then do that times 24. If you do not have that as a minimum of savings, I do not suggest that you leave your 9 to 5. And I'll tell you why. So I had a nice cushion, and this is me speaking from experience, not only for myself, but also from other entrepreneurs that are, you know, we're running the same, you know, we're running at the same pace and we're in our third, fourth year of business. And this is different for my cleaning business because my cleaning business was pure profit. As long as I was working, I was making money. Whereas this one is a service-based business, just like cleaning, but this is a service-based business where I have to go out and get clients. It's a little bit different than the cleaning business. With the cleaning business, once I acquired a client, I had that client for forever. So I had the client for 10 years in most cases. You know, very few families moved away, very few families. And if they did move away, they gave me a reference for me to get another client. So very, very few. I can say maybe I lost maybe 5 or 6 clients in the 10 years of running the cleaning business. So, you know, it's just a different structure. It's just, you know, people think about their cleaning service just a little bit differently. But with this, a service-based business where not everyone sees it as a necessity, you know, they see it as a luxury. You know, if I can afford it in my business, I will, you know, acquire it. So that's how some people think. Now, those who are in the, you know, making 5 figures or more a month, they understand that having coaching and having a service that monitors your Your marketing and that kind of thing in the background is essential. And so, you know, it all depends on, you know, where you're coming from, who you're marketing to. But with that being said, you want to make sure you have at least 2 years worth of savings, right? And I do want to say this. So Jay-Z so said, and yes, we're going to quote Jay-Z on this episode. If you can't afford to buy it twice, you can't afford it. And so that's what I want you to think about. So if you don't remember anything from this episode, remember that quote from Jay-Z. If you can't afford to buy it twice, you can't afford it. And that's, you know, buying your lifestyle. So I'm not talking about just the bare minimum meeting, you know, your budget every single month. I'm talking about having some type of surplus, some savings, etc. If you can't afford 2 years worth of that, if you can't afford to buy it twice, then you need to hold on a little bit longer and save a little bit more and, you know, build up your business a little bit more. Now, you may be in a situation where your health may be at stake if you stay at a particular location or you stay at a job. And so then you want to make sure that your focus is on saving your money from your 9 to 5 and also the money that you're making from your 5 to 9. You want to make sure that you're growing it every single month to be able to replace the income. So if you're making, you know, $5,000 a month from your 9 to 5 job, you want to make sure that your 5 to 9 can at minimum replace your 9 to 5 job. If you're in a situation where, like, if I stay one more day at this place, like, I'm going to lose it, I'm going to snap, right? So mental health is, of course, mental health is important. And so just making sure that you have that base. Okay. The other thing too is, and so having a clear exit strategy was not just about leaving your 9 to 5. So I created that title for this episode because I also wanted to talk about having an exit strategy for your business. And so making sure that you're going into business. So do you want this business to be a business that you pass on to your children? If so, you need to be having that conversation with your children. Like, you know, not every kid wants to follow in their parents' footsteps. So knowing, you know, what it will look like, you know, when you're no longer here, right? Knowing what it will look like, you know, do you want the family business to continue? And if so, you know, how invested do you want your children to be? Or do you want your children, you know, like what role do you want your children to play, you know, 10 years, 20 years from now? What role do you want them to play in your company? Do you want them to be a part of the board to ensure that the company continues, to ensure that your core values are still within the business? You know, thinking about it like that, you know, a lot of times this happens with like a person who owns a pizza shop or a pizza, you know, or a bakery or something like that, where, you know, the parent created it, but that may not be the passion of the child. And so, you know, do you expect your child to work in the business? That might not be a realistic thing. And so if that's the case, what will it look like, again, 10 to 20 years from now? So creating an exit strategy. So will you sell the business at some point? Will you start to scale the business? So will you create more locations? Will you create, like a franchise type model where you created the original company and then maybe in different states you can have different locations, or in different parts of the city there are other locations, for your particular type of business? Or, you know, is it a model or a business structure where, especially a lot of financial companies do this, where State Farm is probably the biggest, greatest example, is that, you know, you can buy into the franchise where you have your own, you know, location. It becomes yours, but, you know, it's, you know, you're, it's created under the model of State Farm, and basically you add your name to it, and then you operate under the guise of, you know, State Farm. So, you know, what does that look like? Will you sell your business? I know a lot of young people that created, you know, platforms, created companies, and they sold them. And they sold them for millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. And then they went on, started another company, and they're doing the same thing. In 2 to 3 years, maybe 5 years, they're selling the company and then they're moving on. So is that what it will look like. So making sure that you have an exit strategy from your business. And I find this with a lot of women who are hairstylists or who work in a salon. So they create, you know, their hands are the magic, right? Their hands are the reason why, you know, styles are created, etc. What are you doing though? Like, what are you going to leave your family? Like, you know, God forbid something happens to you. What are you leaving your family? Like, will a child be able to take over the business? You know, have you created classes? Have you created courses? Like, how have you expanded the business? Do you have a product line that you know, has your name on it? You know, that kind of thing, to where that can continue. You can have the hair care line. Maybe we don't have, you know, your magic hands anymore to be able to create these hairstyles, but maybe we have, you know, that magic serum that you use to be able to create these styles that a child can take over and you know, create an empire, or, you know, scale the empire with, or it's something that you can sell. So just making sure that you're keeping those types of things in mind as you start your business, or as you're moving into 2020 and possibly moving into the next, version, or the next, you know, step of your business. Our inspirational quote of the week: trust in God, but tie your camel. Al-Tirmidhi. And so the story goes, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who when one day he saw a Bedouin leaving his camel without tethering it, questioned him as to why he was doing this. The Bedouin replied that he was placing his trust in Allah, God, and had no need to tie the camel. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam then replied, tie your camel and place your trust in Allah. I love, love, love this quote. It is heavily action-oriented and puts the ownership on the person. Do the work and then let go. Say a prayer, but move those feet. Do your best and leave the rest to God or Source or the universe, whatever your belief system. Balancing taking action and letting go in our lives is something we're all often called on to do, and yet many of us respond in an all action and no faith, or no faith, or faith filled and no action. It would behoove you to take a bit more action in our lives while we pray. If you found this episode to be helpful, please subscribe and support this podcast by becoming a monthly supporter and sharing with your colleagues and friends. You can support via a monthly donation in the amount of 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99. If you have a business or product and would like to sponsor an episode, please email the word sponsor to info@bunhd.com for more details. I'll talk to you soon. Assalamu alaikum. This episode is brought to you by the Boss Hijabi Planner. You can grab your 2020 planner in the BUNHD store at www.bunhd.com. The Boss Hijabi Planner was created with the productive Muslim woman in mind, ensuring that she stays super productive while keeping up with the things that are most important to her. We have a section to input prayer times on the daily calendar. Our calendar is a 12-month undated calendar, so you can start using the planner anytime. What's included in the planner? 2 pages of tips for all 4 quarters, 90-day flawless execution plan, 2-page vision board, space to input 5 daily prayer schedule, gratitude tracker, goal tracker, bucket list, achievement tracker, monthly tabs, note section, and so much more. Here are a few of the bonuses that you also get when you purchase the planner. The bonuses are free shipping anywhere in the United States, free live virtual training that will happen on December 28th, 2019, that will teach you how to use the planner and how to get the most out of your planner. And we also have a free quarterly planning call for the first 100 buyers that will happen the first Thursday of every single quarter. So what I say is, you owe it to yourself to invest in a planner made just for you, a productive woman of faith.